Good morning, church.
Good morning.
So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Hope Trimble, and Pastor Rich has asked me to share a living picture about what God's been doing through the girls' discipleship group that I lead in my home. So growing up, I was a fairly shy and closed-off person, and I really struggled to build relationships with other people and look beyond myself. And while this is still a struggle for me, God has really used several key people in my life who have set such a beautiful example of pouring the sacrificial love of Christ into others. And one of these mentors who discipled me from a very young age was a young lady named Kimberly Rauscher. She lived in Pennsylvania, and while I was living there, she led a discipleship group called Bright Lights. And the curriculum that she used is produced by Tomorrow's Forefathers Ministries. And BRIGHT is an acronym for being radiant in godliness, holiness, and testimony. And so the purpose of Bright Lights is to strengthen Christian girls in their walk with the Lord and to equip them with a biblical foundation for any potential pitfalls that they may encounter in their teen years and beyond. And its theme verse is 1 Timothy 4:12. Which in the ESV says, "Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." And I think that even more than the Bright Lights lessons themselves, it was watching Kimberly just pour selflessly herself out for me and the other girls that just had a permanent impact on my life. And so, fast forwarding to now, God has given me the privilege of leading my own Bright Lights group for about 2 years. We meet in my home every other Monday for an evening of singing, Bible study, activities, and snacks. And there are currently about 6 girls who come, ranging from ages 14 to 19 years old. It's been such a blessing to get to know each of these girls. I've just learned so much through their insights and their scripture studies and their testimonies of how God's been working in their lives, even through very difficult times. And I can't think of one meeting where God's strength and help just weren't clearly evident. I would say that the biggest thing that God has taught me through this opportunity is that His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Through times of discouragement, there have been moments where I've thought that God couldn't possibly use me, or how could I dare to teach a lesson on this certain topic when I struggle and fail so much in this area. And God has just been showing me that my own failure in my life is not a reason to stop discipling others, because He gets all the more glory that way. He's capable of using even me. And so I would just like to publicly thank, first of all, my family, who's just been so loving and so supportive. And I'm very thankful to my dad, who actually leads a boys' discipleship group for my younger brothers to keep them busy while I'm leading my girls' discipleship group. So big thank you to my dad. And also just thank you so much to the entire church body here at Grace. Worshiping Christ with all of you is the highlight of my week. And to the music ministry, I can think of multiple times, even in the past couple of weeks, where God has used the songs that we sing here to bring me from discouragement to meditating on the riches of our hope in Christ. And I'm also just so thankful for the women of the church who have made intentional efforts to walk Godward with me. I think of Mrs. Powell and Miss Sue Casto, Miss Natalie Matthews, and Miss Kimberly Combs, and so many others who, whether it was sharing a meal with them or them providing words of challenge or encouragement, just your investment means so much to me. And but I think that more than anyone else in my life, I see my mom as my ultimate discipler. And Mom, you see me at my very worst, and yet you still love me and support me and help in so many ways with the Bible study. And I couldn't have asked for a better mother. So in closing, I'd like to request your prayers for this group. Specifically, I would ask that you pray Colossians 3 for us. That for me, as it says in verse 23, I would work heartily for the Lord as I seek to walk Godward with these girls. And for the group, I would ask that you pray Colossians 3, 12 through 17. That this call that's given to the church in this passage would become true in us, and that we would look to Christ for the strength and empowerment to live our lives for His glory. And thank you so much for listening.